Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the online dating app Toffee and whether something such as Toffee should exist. Now, for those of you that don't know, Toffee is a Tinder clone, so it's very similar in how you use Tinder and Bumble. It is in essence a swipe app. However, the difference with Toffee is that it is class-based. What I mean by that is it is aimed at the upper class. If you are not from the upper class, if you are not from a privileged background, then they don't want you on the app. The reason we can look at it like this, as black and white as that, is that to get onto Toffee, you need to have gone to private school. And you join Toffee by selecting which private school you attended and then sending in a picture, and after a couple of days they will decide if you are okay to join or not. From that point on, you then have to pay a small membership fee, like a month by month basis. It's not very big. To say it's for a privileged app, I was actually quite surprised how cheap it was. Now, at this stage, I need to say a few things. One, I'm not from a privileged background. Two, I did not go to private school. And three, in the majority of my life, I like to think that I'm a genuine, honest person. However, I needed to do an experiment. I needed to see what Toffee was all about. And to do that, I had to tell a white lie. The white lie I told was I had to say I went to a private school, which I didn't. And I'm sorry for doing that. But I just wanted to see a few things, really. Firstly, I wanted to see if I could get on the app. And secondly, I wanted to see how I would interact with people, whether they would realise in any way, shape or form that I wasn't private school educated, and how things would be. And in general, just to review the app, really, because I use online dating platforms and I see how they go and what they're like. And, you know, I kind of wanted to get on and see how this was. So I told a white lie. I said I went to the closest private school to what I actually did in a comprehensive school. So I literally picked the closest private school to where I lived. And then I sent in a picture. I made sure I was looking, you know, the best I could look. I would do that anyway. So I don't really know what the picture is a basis for particularly. But yeah, 2 days later and I was let onto Toffee, which was great. Now, let's quickly talk about the app itself. So the main problem it's got is a lack of people. With it being a privileged app, that's probably to be expected. I made it the widest possible range of distance. I made all my parameters really, really wide, and yet I'd kind of swiped through everybody possible within a day or two. And that wasn't over swiping. That was just a general kind of quick session as you would do if you was on Tinder or Bumble. And now I'm already at the point where, you know, it'll take days before a new person appears. So that's my first problem. Something to say on the plus side, it is really good in a functioning perspective. It works really, really well. It's really smooth. It's got a nice feature where you can easily attach a picture and send it in a message. And similarly, you can do a voice message that way. That's really, really nice. It runs really smoothly. But that's providing, of course, that you match as you would on Tinder or Bumble. So you're swiping through, and if you get a match, chat box appears, either person can start, so that's more like Tinder rather than Bumble. But then you can also attach pictures from your phone, and you can also do little voice messages. It's all very nice, and it runs really well. But this brings up a bigger thing about the class-based system it's working within. Now, Toffee is using the theory that people want to talk to people from a similar background because they'll have more things in common. Now, I can vouch that is what a lot of people do think on Toffee. The reason I know this is that when I was on there, when I would be speaking to people, I would ask people how they found the app. And one of the first things I would kind of ask them is, you know, what is it that kind of brought you here? Why do you enjoy this? And they would often say it's because, well, exactly what it says on the tin. I had some people say literally and as obviously as I wanted to speak to other private school educated people. I spoke to some people who kind of put that in a different way and just said, well, you know, I'll have more things in common with people on here. But the interesting thing is I've built up a number of good connections, good conversations. And, you know, nobody ever said, well, I don't think you went to private school. In fact, all of the people that I spoke to, I did tell the truth to. And they all seem surprised. Now, I don't know whether that's because the people in the upper class have such a low expectation of people who didn't go to private school, I'm not sure. But they seem surprised. So maybe I've changed perceptions. And if I've done that's great. But, you know, let's try to give the app developers credit in some respects. One, as I said, it's a seemingly a well-functioning app. Secondly, okay, we're going for a niche, and rightly or wrongly, if people are thinking they'll have more in common with private school educated people, then yeah, it's going to be a good place to meet them, providing there's not a lot of others similar to me who's trying to test it and just see how it is. And you know, they are going to have had different experiences to me, and if you're somebody who believes that wealth and status are something that's very, very important, then, you know, maybe it is a good place to meet people of similar ilk, because as much as I like to feel I'm educated, worldly, as well as in all educational senses, you know, I don't have a wealth, I don't have a status, and if things had progressed with myself and the people I was talking to, then who knows, maybe there would have been a bit of a culture clash for what they're expecting and what they expect compared to, you know, what I can provide. So, you know, let's be fair to Toffee, let's be fair and say that maybe there is a place for this. It just seems a little bit, I don't know, maybe outdated in some respects, but we're using class as a way to kind of pigeonhole people, whereas myself just in a few days proved that I could hold conversations, and not only that, interest people who seemingly didn't think someone with my background could interest. You know, they were asking for my number, etc., etc. So it brings up a lot of thoughts, you know, should Toffee exist? Why does it exist? And what's the future for it? You know, is it going to grow and grow and grow? Is it just going to crash and burn? I get the impression it's relatively new at the time of me doing this podcast. You know, I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think it's a year old. I get the impression it's a few months old, but I don't know. And we'll see what happens with it. I find it interesting how they ask you to do the kind of application process, and yet there's no, you know, how do they work this out? You know, all I did was select a private school that I went to, which I didn't, and sent in a picture. You know, what do they do? Do they literally look at you and say, I think they went to private school? I mean, you can't surely base things on looks unless you're next to a Ferrari or something. Maybe that'll give you an edge, but I certainly wasn't. It was just my face. And 2 days later, they let me in. I would love to know how they base this and what they base it on. But if you are on Toffee, if you get to go on Toffee, if you want to use Toffee, I would say it's a well-functioning app with the main problem that A, there's not many people on it, and especially if you live in an area which is not very affluent, you quite possibly won't find people very close by because that's the nature of the beast. Secondly, I would say if you use Toffee, and maybe you're not supposed to, then be honest with the people you speak to, okay? You know, probably not the first sentence and first conversation you have, but if you're getting on, you know, tell them before you go on a date. You know, you want to be genuine. It's important to be a genuine person. The reason that I told off a few white lies here was it was purely to kind of experience the app and see what was going on. And as I said, anybody I spoke to, I did tell the truth after a few conversations. And funnily enough, they all carried on. You know, it wasn't anything that put them off. So I felt that was, I don't know, almost a way of vindicating myself to it. As it was, predominantly, everybody lived quite far away from me. And it probably just wouldn't be feasible to kind of see if a relationship could blossom. It just wouldn't work out. I was asked out on a few dates. I made the decision on that. But there you go. It's an interesting thing to consider, you know, whether we should have a class system when we are using online dating. You know, online dating is supposed to be a leveler, so to speak. It's supposed to be something where our personalities can shine through, a place where we can express ourselves and get to know each other. You know, and this is kind of almost saying, well, you know, you wasn't born into money, and hence, therefore, you can't come on this app. There's other apps available, which, for instance, there's ones where you need so many Instagram followers to become a member. Now, that's fair enough. You know, it doesn't matter where you started in life. That's about achievement. That's about people who have achieved. It doesn't matter where they started and their background. They've achieved a certain level of fame, you might say, and that's fair enough. Whereas Toffee is literally kind of saying, well, if you wasn't born into money and your parents couldn't afford to send you to private school, then you're not coming on. And that's where I see the differences. Similarly, if you go on like websites such as, say, Elite Singles, you know, the only thing really elite about that is the price. If you can afford the price, even if you're not a very wealthy person, if you save your money, you can go on Elite Singles and, again, get to know people. So it's different. It's almost odd that once you finally get accepted onto Toffee, that the membership fee is very, very cheap. I was expecting it to be very high, as maybe an additional level of security almost into their little world. But no, it was very cheap. So yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I think it's going to be something where some people agree with the concept of Toffee and some people disagree with it. Either way, I'd love to know what you think. Personally, I think the actual app is good, and I think it would be great if more people could experience that app. I think Tinder and Bumble could take some tips of how Toffee kind of does things on there in some ways. But more importantly, the question is, should Toffee exist? If there's a niche for it, and if people believe that's what they want and need, then sure, it should be allowed to kind of grow and to flourish. But it just brings up some almost kind of psychological thought processes in people. You know, what are we looking for? You know, is this about a class system where you think you're better than somebody, or is it just about you think you won't have things in common with people who have a lot less than you? You know, both of these theories are different, and I suppose that will make the difference in what everybody's looking for. Does the concept make sense to you or not? As I said, I'd love to hear your thoughts. So thank you for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you soon.